Many of you know that my nephew Kevin is undergoing a bone marrow, actually a stem cell transplant. And before they actually did the transplant part, they had to do a preparatory stage, which I think he said was called consolidation therapy. It's chemo or radiation, and one of the sources says this preliminary phase is performed for several reasons, including to free some space in the patient's bone marrow for the infused stem cells and to suppress the immune system and thoroughly eliminate bad cells from the body. When they do that, and then they do the transplant, the good cells then have plenty of room to grow and to graft and replace those bad cells that have been eliminated. I keep thinking of that process as we begin to go through Lent, as we read today about Jesus' baptism. And I see a parallel there that if we are to grow to be more like Christ, we first have to eliminate the things that crowd us, the things that get in the way, the things that are not quite as healthy for us spiritually. In Lent, more than any other time of the year, we acknowledge the need to make room for the good cells so that they can grow and transform us. John the Baptist, one of our lead characters in the Gospels, gave up his life and his status to make room for the coming of the Messiah. And then we have Jesus undergoing baptism to participate in our humanity and our mortality, but also to give us a way to have room to hope for resurrection. In this baptism, it is not only that Jesus chooses to be like us, but also that we have the opportunity to be like him. In our baptismal liturgy, one of the prayers is the prayer over the water, and it says this: "We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit." We make room for Jesus to enter us and change us. As Matthew says, for those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. So, as Christians, we talk about our death takes place before we can participate fully in the life and resurrection of Christ. But we don't die physically. We have to die to self. We have to die to our own agendas and our own will in order to make room for the healthy cells of Jesus Christ to enter us and transform us. One of the great spiritual writers of all time, a man named Oswald Chambers, said this: "No one is ever united with Jesus Christ until he is willing to relinquish not sin only, but his whole way of looking at things." He goes on to say, Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ." He does not say, "I have determined to imitate Jesus Christ," or "I will endeavor to follow him," but "I have been identified with him in his death." In order to make as much room as possible for God to change us, we have to give up what we've made of ourselves. We have to reconsider our gifts and our rights and our desires in order to make room for Jesus to transform us. This is not an easy prescription, especially for Americans. We are appropriately proud of what we have accomplished. We're proud of the rights we have. But sometimes we go a little too far and we say, "I want what I want and I have a right to it and I don't care how it affects anyone else." The Week magazine, W-E-E-K, says, "We live in a culture that fetishizes individual preference and expression over communal well-being. The credo of this culture is simple and shameless. I am the center of the universe. I think that's a little harsh. But we are taught to be self-reliant and to go out and get what we want. And we have rights to do that. But as Christians, we must ask if the assertion of a right harms other people. We have to be willing to surrender that mindset that the world revolves around our needs and choices. And shifting to, as Oswald Chambers said, to a way of looking at things which asks, what is best for my life with God and for God's people? In the stem cell transplant, it's best if all of the unhealthy cells are removed so the transplant has the best chance to work. For us, sometimes picking up your cross and following Jesus requires putting something else down. Judgmentalism, the need for approval, cynicism, elitism, selfishness. One of the things that I have to put down in order to make room is my need to be a people pleaser. I am that way to a fault. And that isn't a very good way to go about things. Because pleasing everyone is not only impossible, but it is exhausting and debilitating, and it erases any authentic sense of self. If I'm a people pleaser, I have to ask in every moment, who am I? It depends on whom I'm with. I have to let that go and do what I believe to be right. Because we are, as Paul puts it, to have the mind of Christ. He says, those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. We have to clear away what gets in the way of our spiritual discernment. It means that we have to make room for transformation by Jesus. We cannot say, God, come in and change me, but let me hang on to my petty criticisms and my need to place my needs ahead of others. So I ask myself, what has to go from my life to make room for the Christ to grow within me? What has to go? Kind of don't even want to know. But it shouldn't matter what has to disappear in those waters of baptism. After all, it needs to happen to make room for the Christ. Amen.